you know, guys are actually on their way out. And, you know, it stings a little bit. It sucks because, you know, we're a close group and we had a lot of fun this year. So it's going to sting for a little bit, but you learn from it and, you know, we try and make it next year.
When you're going through that period before Christmas where you're not winning games, the lineup is constantly changing, players are called up, players are injured, do you ever imagine that you're going to end up in a situation where you tie a franchise record for home ice wins and get the second most wins in the division?
Yeah, I think it's tough to look at that that far in the future and kind of picture that, but I think we always believe this year, you know, when guys started getting healthy and we started winning a little bit more, we believed, and then after Christmas we had that meeting with Pazzi and the coaches, and guys really bought in, and we had a really good run.
So for you, as you reflect back on this team experience, what will you take from it going forward?
Oh, I think I learned more this year than, you know, any 4 years of junior, just being pro and playing with men. You know, you learn about stuff, you know, even away from the rink, on how to be a pro and take care of yourself. So you know, I owe a lot to the older guys for helping me out in that aspect of it, and just on ice we had great coaches this year, and you know, they helped me a lot, and just help you with little things in your game to make you a better hockey player. So big thanks to them for trusting me and believing in me all year.
Is there a highlight or two for you, maybe individually or even as a team, that you'll really cherish the most?
I think just as a team, the run we went on in general, like that was so much fun. But making a push for the playoffs, obviously it sucks that we fell up short, but just to look at what we did in the second half was pretty special, and you know, something I'll never forget, I think.
When people talk about that last half of the season, it was almost like 3 months of playoffs. And so what does that do for a young player, a young pro, to go through something like that?
Oh, I think it's great for me. The games were intense every night, which is when I feel I play my best, and when games are on the line and they're important. So I think that's good for me and for all the young guys. And you know, I think just we bought into our systems and we played a playoff style game all year, and you know, I think it would have boded well for us in the playoffs if we made it, but you know, that wasn't the case.
Have you got an ability to be patient with yourself as a young pro and kind of take this process for what it is day by day as you go towards a career in the NHL? Because I know sometimes there's that expectation that surrounds a player drafted in the first round.
Yeah, for sure. I think I have patience. I think since I was, you know, 16 years old going into the OHL, I've gotten better every single year. So I'm going to continue to do the same thing you know, get better every summer and come back to camp next year ready to go.
Logan, how many D partners do you have this year? can you list them?
Probably just all of them. All of the above.
All of the above? Like, think, more than 10?
Oh, I don't know. But
more than 5?
Yeah, probably. But it's been great. I think that actually helps me playing with new people and learning how to adjust to stuff like that. So, you know, I think it was a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, I think that you develop versatility or just ability to adapt to different situations, different playing styles, right?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, being a versatile player in this league is huge. You got to be able to do different roles and play with different people. So I think that was big for me.
I mean, what was it like, you know, when you're talking about the injuries in the first half of the season? Part of one of the benefits was for yourself, you were being relied upon. And the coach talked about how, you know, as a first-year pro, here you are being playing, I think, 25, 30 minutes a game. So from a developmental perspective, how important was that for you?
Yeah, it sucks to see guys go down, but, you know, we had guys called up you know, you got to take some more responsibility. And you know, it was great for me early in the year to play a lot of minutes and learn you know, I think I really developed a lot during that time.
You know, I mean, obviously your season just ended yesterday, so it's hard to ask you to reflect back on the full year. But when you reflect back from your first game to yesterday, how much growth did you see in your own game personally?
Yeah, I think it's tough right now to say how much exactly. But, you know, I think if you look at the player from my first game to my, you know, last few, I think, you know, I've improved a lot. And I just got to keep improving and keep working.